Hey, hey, UIS.
KDYS
and APCT. Hey, good morning. You got Ryan here at KDYS. How's it going?
Hey, you got Steven here. I'm in Indian River. Just got home from work and just playing around the radio for a minute. Through the call, thought I'd come on back. You're sounding loud and clear.
Oh, wow. You got out of work. Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah, I'm in Harrison here. I'm on All Star, so I've been messing around with this radio. My VHF radio went down sometime back. I don't remember when, a few months ago, and I hadn't gotten around to getting another one up. So I used one that I had, a UHF, and now I'm cleaning up my shop here. I got to organize a little bit, and then I might start the project of wiring up a VHF radio. I got a few radios here. I just gotta figure out the pinouts, and I can't decide if I want to wait for another interface or use this one I got. I've already got this one wired up for this radio, so I really don't want to take it back apart and redo it, but I might. You never know. I don't get a lot of range on UHF, so. But yeah, we're just picking up the shop here, and it's nice and cool out, so I want to pick up a little bit and organize some stuff before it gets too hot. That's what I ran into last weekend. I just didn't get a lot done because of the heat. So, whereabouts do you work in that area there?
Yeah, I work at the Courtyard in Marriott. I'm their night editor. I work Wednesday through Sunday night on the full-time game. Work 11 to 7. Just celebrated my 5-year work anniversary.
Oh, congratulations on that. That's cool. I'm originally, I grew up in Gaylord. So I spent a lot of time up in that area, too. And I drive truck now. So occasionally, I usually go to Traverse, but occasionally I go to Tube Fab and Onaway. There's a couple places over there. And Mackinac. I do go to the state park right there in Indian River, too, occasionally. We deliver there, too. So, yeah, it's a nice day, that's for sure. It's gonna be beautiful. So when you get up from your nap, get out and enjoy. Well, you said you work, so you might be going back to work afterwards, so might not be able to enjoy it as much. But I'm just thankful because most of the summer, all the nice days, I was working, and when I wasn't working, it was raining. We got a lot of rain this year, so been storming, and most of my days off has been, I've had a few good days, like 4th of July was pretty decent, but other than that, it's been pretty nasty on the weekends and my days off. All right, well, I'm going to get busy here. Thanks for coming back to me, and have a good rest if you're going to bed, and hope to talk to you again soon. K8BYS. I will be clear on your final.
Yeah, hey, just to let you know, I grew up in Gaylord, moved there in 69, graduated 84, go Blue Devils, and moved around the country a little bit. I was in South Dakota before I came back here in 2015. Or, I'm sorry, that's not right. 2019 I moved back here. I was living in the Black Hills of South Dakota, working for a large casino, hotel, and convention center out in Deadwood. If you get a chance to go to the Black Hills, it's absolutely beautiful country. I would recommend it to anybody. And my, how Gaylord has grown.
Yeah, I'll say one more thing about that. I haven't been to Dakotas. I want to go out there. My guy I know picks up trucks out there, brings them back, older vehicles like 80s pickups, four-wheel drives that are really good shape. But yeah, Gaylord, I'm a lot younger, so my graduation year was 2010. But yeah, it's still growing even since then. I grew up there and out by Lakes of the North area, Wilderness Valley, out in the middle of nowhere. And then just the other day I was in Gaylord and they're putting a roundabout in at McCoy, and it's all torn up, but yeah. And then 32 is just built right up all the way out to out by I forget the road name, but you know where it's at. Built right up. Anyway, 73K8DYS.
Yeah, could I have your first name again?
Yeah, Ryan. R-Y-A-N.
All right, Ryan. I'll let you get back to work, and you have a great day, and maybe we can rake you again sometime. One more time to yak. I don't know if you do DMR. I do a little bit of DMR here on the MI5 repeater up here north of, it's south of Sheboygan, northeast Indian River. And there's a Brandmeister GGIF repeater over in Petoskey, but you got to pretty much be on top of it or have a good solid power out. This is a 20-watt unit. I'm going to have to get an amp for it. I'd like to get at least 100 watts out in the better antenna, which should enable me to do something. There's supposed to be one up in Mackinac City, but it has been inactive since I've been here and learned the DMR. I mean, you gotta be half wizard, half magician to when you're first starting with it, but I have a pretty good understanding of how to program it now, so it's not that hard anymore. All right, sir, I'll let you get going. Say 73. Ryan, have a great day. K-U-D-Y-S-N-A-T-Z-T. Clear.
N-A-P-Z-T. Yeah, I know some of the guys that work on those repeaters up there. I could probably get more information about them. I think they work on them, those particular ones you're talking about. I'm not 100%, but I actually have All-Star set up, and it's bridged to DMR. This one here is, I can connect both, but I have it connected to TGIF right now on my talk group ID, 318-2467. So if you keyed up on that TGIF, if you have internet, I use mainly internet around here. There's no repeaters in my area, really, that are connected to anything like that. I can't get to the northern Michigan. I can't get to this from here. Mayo sometimes, but it's hit or miss if it'll receive me. I can hear it fine, but I got to be, and my antenna's at like 85 feet, and it still has trouble hearing me sometimes. So, alrighty, we'll talk about it later, and I'm sure we can get something. So I've been working on trying to get something set up on a tower somewhere around here for this area, because there's really nothing around here, but it's kind of hard to get anybody to let you do anything anymore. K8DYS, I'll be clear with you.
Hey, Roger and all that, I got it. You have a good day, sir. 73, NAPZT.
KCA-VSU, Traverse City, 442.5, DMR repeater into the northern Michigan link.
How about it?
K-8-D-Y-S, K-8-D-Y-S, KCA-VSU portable.
KCA-VSU, go ahead, this is K-8-D-Y-S. KCA-VSU, K-8-D-Y-S, go ahead.
Okay, Ryan, I'm just trying out my new DMR radio. It takes a few seconds for it to convert over from DMR to analog and analog to DMR. Just checking it out.
What kind of radio did you get up there?
I got the Anytone 878 UV2 Plus.
Oh, yeah, very nice, yeah. I've got the 868. I got an 878, but I think it's the first run of them. I haven't gotten the new one, but the 878 seems to be pretty improved over the 868. I like it. I'm just running a cheap radio right now, analog. I'm an All-Star, so this one seems to be. This is a UV9R from Baofeng. It seems to be pretty decent for improvement-wise over the 5R. The feel, you know, the size and the battery life is there. I think this one's got a 5,000 milliamp hour battery, so it lasts a few days. Go ahead. Yeah, you're sounding good anyway, by the way.
Yeah, I decided to get DMR handheld. I had a 2-watt, a little 2-watt friend programmed up, but it just was not cutting it. So the income tax came back, refund, so I said, go for broke. So I did. And so far I like it. It's a learning curve for me. I'm not used to how to do everything, but I had some great teachers help me get into it. Actually, my one friend actually got me my DMR Fox ID because I didn't do internet at home until now, and I wanted to get on DMR. So, yeah, no. This battery is supposed to last a long time on this. I got the 15-inch Nagoya antenna. I seem to like those. I really do because they're nice. I could use the factory one, but I said, go for broke. And really, this is the most I've talked on since I've had it. I had to figure out the mic gain. I didn't know it had an internal mic gain, so I had to go through the software and bump it up because I was not getting out. So, yeah, but no, I got one talk group in. So, little by little, I'm making progress.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I understand completely about that. I had to do the same thing. The TYT model is a lot worse to try to do, in my opinion, than the Anytone. The options and on the software, it's extensive and it's something that you have to look at for a while to get, you know, just like anything else, you gotta get familiar with it, get acquainted, and then if you stop doing it for any amount of time, it's one of those things that you have to relearn a little bit. It's not as bad as your first time around, but if you stop for doing it for, like, let's say you get your radio programmed and you decide you want another one or a mobile, it's been a year or so, you're going to have to relearn some of that stuff. But it gets easier. Yeah, I've got a couple of them, and it was a pain to get them to open up on GMRS, too, and out of band. There's a separate software you can download, but I think it will wipe your code plug, whatever you call it, your talk group save memories out. You got to start from scratch, but there is a way to open them up, and that's pretty cool too. Some of these new radios, even from Baofeng, they're not coming unlocked. They're locked, which is weird. It's a bummer, I guess, but I like to have the ability to do what I want. But anyway, yeah, I heard you come back there. You're sounding good, and I don't know. Do you have a hotspot too as well?
No, I don't do the hotspot. If I can't use the radio, then it's no fun. I might get a hotspot someday, but I doubt I will because I'm so close to repeaters, and I don't do the traveling like I used to, where it would have been nice to have, but I'm more of just getting to the local repeaters, have fun. One thing I noticed about this is the battery's got USB-C port at the bottom, so I can charge the battery without being on the radio or in the stand-up charger. That's something different. So, but no, this is my first time getting back into software programming. I'll be honest, I like the spreadsheet style. It really makes it easy. So, okay, Ryan, I'll let you go. I got to get going here myself. K8DYS, KC8VSU, 73.
Oh, the neighbor's got a fire going or something. There's smoke rolling over here. All right, 73. Yeah, the battery, I think they're 3,000 milliamp. They're nice. It really is. And you can pick up, I did pick up some on Amazon or eBay, some spare batteries. I don't know if they're name brand. I'm assuming they are, but it was like $20 or $25 for a couple spares. I can go out on a trip somewhere for a week or a couple days. I don't need a charger. Mine doesn't have the USB-C. That's kind of nice. You can charge it right in your vehicle while you're cruising down the road. I didn't know that, so I learned something there. All around good radio. I've had really good luck with the 878 programming on the fly. The 868 isn't very good for that, so the 878, they improved it. All right, 73, Toby. K8DYS. K8DYS, I'll be standing by. K8DYS. Anybody listening?
KF8 BPM testing. KF8 BPM clear. KF8 BPM testing. KF8 BPM clear. KF8 BPM testing.
KF8
BPM clear.
K8 DYS, your testing is good. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I'm in the car with my 7-watt talking. I'm just checking if I can see hit the local repeaters. Thank you.
You're coming in beautifully. You're coming in good. Yeah. No problem at all. All righty, I'm gonna mow the grass. It's been a couple weeks. She's getting tall, and I'm gonna get her mowed down. So, have a great day. Be safe. K8DYS clear.
Very good. Thank you for your report. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo Papa Mike. I'm clear. BPM testing.
KDYS, your testing is good.
Very good, thank you. On the road with a 7-watt, just trying to see which repeaters I can hit. Thank you.
Well, you're making it into this one. Whereabouts are you at?
Just passing through Onaway.
Copy on the Onaway. Sounds real good. Sounds real good. We're going to be heading up there this weekend. Going to Grand Lake. It's a ways from Onaway, but... Yep. All right, well, have fun. Be careful. I just wanted to say hi. K8DYS.
And again, thank you very much. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Papa Mike.
And N8MJL Mobile.
W8TMS monitoring.
Alpha Kelly, Delta Golf, listening on the Northern Michigan Network. Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf.
Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf, KDYS.
Hey, yes, sir. Why are you listening at midnight? I did not hear a response. Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf. This is Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf. I've had to reset all my spots. We had a power outage here, and I had to reset them all to